Morning, sisters and brothers in Christ. Today's scripture reading is taken from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 5 to 9. Slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear, every sincerity of heart, just as you will obey Christ. Obey them not only to win their favor when their eyes is on you, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. Serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not people. Because you know the Lord will reward each one for whatever good they do, whether they are slave or free. And masters, treat your slave in the same way. Do not threaten them, since you know that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and there is no favoritism with them. May the Lord bless those who read and obey his words.
This morning, we have a rotation of speaker. Usually, it's the other way around. I'm always glad to introduce Elder Curley, someone that I've known over the years. And by the way, do you know that in a committee meeting, he speaks English? He don't speak Chinese, but now he preaches, he must speak in Chinese. So I tell him, wait, why you try? I'm sure you're very good. This morning, we are glad to have Elder Curley to speak to us, and the pastor will do the translation. Thank you.
The Lord give you peace.
今天的讲道题目是工作中的彼此顺服。
Today's topic is about mutual submission at work.
这篇当我读这段经文的时候，它给了我很多的提醒，还有很大的帮助。
When I read this passage, it gave me a lot of many reminders and much help.
能够跟大家在这里分享是。 主赐给我的恩典,
to be able to share with you today is God's grace to me, and I hope that what I say will bring you help.
如果我们问问这里的每一个工作人士,
if we were to ask everyone who is working here,
工作中最让人烦恼的是什么?
What is the thing that troubles us most?
大部分的人可能会说是人际关系。
I think the large majority of you will say it is relationships at work.
如果工作中有好的人际关系,
if at work there are good relationships,
比方说你有一个很体恤你、很照顾你的上司,
for example, you have a superior who takes care of you, who is sensitive to your needs,
有很愿意互相帮忙的同事,
you have colleagues who are willing to help each other,
有很同心的团队,
you have a team who is united in heart.
我想工作中如果碰到任何的问题都不是问题了。
I think if you face any problem at work, it is really not a problem.
可是这么好的工作环境真的很少。
But for a job to have such good working environment, is rare.
因为资源和时间都有很限，都很有限。
Because resources and time are limited.
每个人都在竞争。
Everybody is competing.
来维护自己的利益,
in order to secure our own interests.
老板给下属压力, 要拿出成绩,
the boss will give pressure to the subordinates, demanding that the subordinates produce results.
下属被老板施压, 有苦难言,
and when the subordinate is being pressed by the superior, you have headaches in your heart that you cannot articulate.
基督徒在职场中怎么面对这么复杂的人际关系呢?
How can Christians face such complex relationships at work?
妥善处理这些人际关系很重要。
And being able to properly manage them is important.
要不然我们生活中这大部分的时间都不能够喜乐起来。
If not, for the large majority of our time, we will not have joy.
也失去基督徒的见证。
And we'll lose our Christian testimony.
那圣经的教导是什么?
What is the Bible teaching?
我们刚刚读过以弗所书6章5到9节。
We've just read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 5-9.
保罗教导当时候做仆人的应该怎么去顺服他们的主人。
Paul taught the slaves at that time how they should submit to their superiors, their masters.
同时候也教导做主人的 要怎么去对待仆人。
And at the same time, you also taught the masters how they should treat the slaves.
简单说, 这段话,
In short, this passage
在教导我们在工作里面 上司和下属的相处之道。
It is teaching us how the subordinates and the superior they should relate with one another.
虽然这段话的背景距离我们有2000多年,
although this passage is distant, is about 2,000 years distant from us.
是在古罗马的时代,
it happened, it is written against the backdrop of ancient Rome.
但是圣经的原则是跨时代的,
but the principles enunciated in the Bible are beyond time.
它所以适用在现在的职场中,
and hence they are applicable to today's marketplace.
但是如果要正确明白怎么应用这个圣经原则,
but if we're going to be able to properly use these principles, these biblical principles,
我们也要先了解当时候的文化背景。
You have to understand the cultural background.
所以当时罗马社会是一个父权社会。
At that time, the Roman society was a patriarchal society.
父亲作为一个父亲男人在家中呢,
and as the father at home,
家中的这个男人对于妻子、孩子有绝对的权利。
The man at home has absolute authority over the wife and the children.
也有权利完全地控制家里的奴隶。
And he also exercises full control over the slaves at home.
保罗这里所提到的仆人就是家庭的奴隶。
And when Paul mentions slaves, he's talking about the slaves in the home.
在古罗马社会里面据说有10%到20%的人是奴隶。
And it is said that in the Roman society, about 10 to 20% of the people are slaves.
所以10个人里面就有1到2个人呢是奴隶。
In other words, of 10 persons, 1 or 2 persons are slaves.
在奴隶中也有不同的种类。
And there are different categories of slaves.
有的是在矿场里面采矿。
Some work in the mines, in the mineries.
有的在农田里面务农。
Some work in the farmlands.
这段经文所讲的呢，是在家中服侍主人的奴隶。
And this passage talks about slaves who work in the home.
他们的环境会比较好一些。
Their working circumstances are slightly better.
跟其他的奴隶比较呢，他们也有可能得到自由的机会。
And when compared with other slaves, they also have a higher chance of getting their freedom.
但是奴隶终归是奴隶。
But however, slaves are still slaves.
他们只是主人的产业。
They are but only assets of the masters.
主人看他们为东西, 不是人。
In other words, the masters regard these slaves as objects, not as human beings.
如果主人不满意, 他可以把他卖掉。
If the master is not happy with the slave, he can sell the slave away.
他可以把他杀了。
Or he can even kill him.
他给他出租。
He can also rent the slave out.
所以做奴隶的完全没有办法去反抗。
And the slaves has absolutely no ability to rebel, to oppose it.
主人剥削和欺负他，他也只可以忍。
And if the master bullies him, he has to endure the bully.
所以在这样子的工作环境，有谁能够忍受呢？
In such a working environment, who can endure it?
确实当时候有很多奴隶都逃开。
And indeed, many slaves at that time also fled away.
但是我们要记得罗马社会是一个以奴隶制度为主的社会。
But you must understand that the Roman society was a society enmeshed in slavery.
所以逃跑的奴隶很快会被人抓回来。
And the slaves who escaped, who fled away, they are quickly being arrested and brought back.
所以这个投影那边大家可以看到一些马赛克壁画。
The images you see on the projector screen, you can see some mosaics.
所以右上方的是有2个女的奴隶。
And on the right side, upper right corner, you can see two slaves, two female slaves.
他们在服侍他们的太太。
They are taking care of the wife.
然后, 就是主人的妻子了,
that is the wife of the master.
然后右, 左下方呢, 这边有4个奴隶, 2个比较明显的, 他们在倒酒。 他们在一个婚宴，应该是在一个宴会来倒酒。
And on the left, lower corner, there are four slaves, and there are two slaves who are obviously slaves who are serving the master wine, the guest wine.
然后旁边的有两个仆人呢，一个拿着应该是毛巾，另外一个拿着花。
And on the two left extreme ends, one holds on to towels and another, he's holding on to flowers.
所以有很多历史的文物都记录了古代罗马他们奴隶的生活的方式。
In other words, there are many artifacts in the Roman society that describe the life of slaves in Roman society.
他们的生活很苦。
Their life is difficult.
那活着有什么意思呢？
And what then is there any more meaning to life?
所以当福音传到罗马社会的时候，
When the gospel reached the Roman society,
奴隶当中有不少的来相信耶稣。
Among the slaves, many also came to believe in Jesus.
他们在福音里面找到生存的盼望。
In the gospel, they found meaning for love of life.
但是眼前生活的困境要怎么办？
But what about the life they have to face that's right in front of them?
因此保罗在6章5到8节教导他们很重要的原则。
And so Paul in chapter 6 verses 5 to 9 teaches them some important principles.
叫他们继续有力量好好的工作。
So that they can continue have strength to work.
所以福音除了临到做奴隶的，也临到做主人的。
The gospel not only reached the slaves, it also reached the masters.
那些信了耶稣的主人应该怎么对待奴隶呢？
The masters who have come to know Jesus, how should they regard these slaves?
6章9节，保罗就给主人一个很颠覆传统文化的交代。
And in chapter 6, verse 9, Paul gives them a principle that revolutionizes the society.
古罗马时代的奴隶制度不存在于新加坡。
The system of Roman slavery in Rome does not exist in Singapore.
但是六章五到九节的属灵原则
，However, the spiritual principles in verses 5 to 9
还是适用于21世纪的新加坡。
They are still applicable to the Singapore of the 21st century.
因为它反映了圣经对于地位在下和地位在上的人的相处之道。
Because it reflects the relationship, how the process of the relationship between those who are in power and those who are subordinates.
而这个相处之道的基础就是5章21节。
And the how you should manage the relationship, the principles are enunciated in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21.
又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
And the principle in 5:21 says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
所以当一个人被逼去做他不喜欢的工作时，可以想象他心很不甘愿。
When a person is being coerced into doing something he does not like, you can just imagine how unwilling he is.
就有一个餐厅的服务员。
There was a waiter in a restaurant.
他在服务一组很难搞的客人。
He was taking care of a group of very difficult guests.
对方口气很没有礼貌。
The guests were rude.
但是他还是面带笑容，提供很专业的服务。
But he continued to put on a smile, to care for them.
表面上他很亲切，顾客至上。
On the surface, he looks very cheerful.
然后顾客至上。
顾客至上。
Number one. Customers.
And he puts the customers first.
可是内心已经火山爆发了。
But actually, in his heart, he was very furious.
那为了泄愤
，and in order to release his anger，
在客人不知的情况之下
，when the guests were not aware，
当他把客人的菜从厨房里端出来的时候
，when he brought the dishes out from the kitchen，
他就加一些料
，he added some ingredients，
他的料就是口水了
，and his extra ingredients was his saliva，
所以他报复，这是他报复的心态
，this was a way of taking revenge，
所以你可以想象古代罗马的这些仆人
，and you can just imagine how the slaves in the Roman society behaved.
他们是一群长期被压榨的人
，they were constantly being pressured and bullied.
主人的吩咐就是命令
，and the Words of the masters are commands.
可是, 虽然心里很多的怨气还是要听。
Although they are full of unhappiness, but yet they have to continue to obey.
所以, 主人看的时候就表现殷勤。
When the master observes them, he has to act as if he's very hardworking.
不在的时候就会偷懒。
But when the master is not around, they will be lazy.
然后讲主人的坏话。
And they'll gossip bad things about the master.
甚至更糟，就是趁主人不在的时候偷主人的东西。
Or worse, when the master is not around, they will steal the things of the masters.
主人得到的是他们表面的顺服，不是全心的顺服。
What the masters received was obedience at a superficial level, not from the heart.
这样，在这样情况之下的工作，他们的反应，我们完全可以理解。
In such a working environment, we can understand the way they react.
老板对我这么糟糕，薪水低。
The boss does not treat me well, and the pay is low.
24小时要带，随时待命。
And I have to obey him at a short notice within in 24 hours.
然后犯一点小错，却是要扣我薪水。
If I make a little mistake, he will deduct my pay.
这样的老板，我怎么能够全心的来为他工作？
With such a boss, how can I serve him wholeheartedly?
保罗怎么说？
What did Paul say?
如果我们是这些人， 我们可以说换了老板算了， 东家不打打西家。
If we were one of the slaves, we can say, if I'm not happy with this job, then I'll give up this job. I can serve another. I'll work in another company.
但是记得那时候的奴隶没有这个自由。
But you must remember that the slaves at that time they did not have such a freedom to do so.
我们来看保罗怎么说。
Let's see what Paul says.
保罗说：“你们做仆人的要惧怕战惊，用诚实的心听从肉身的主人，好像听从基督一般。”
Paul in 6 verse 5 says, "Slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear, and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ."
保罗特别强调要用诚实的心，而且还要惧怕战惊。
Paul emphasizes that you have to obey him with a sincerity of heart, and furthermore with also respect and fear.
惧怕和战惊表面上的意思好像要害怕主人。
The phrase respect and fear appears to denote being afraid of the master.
似乎是一种很弱势的表现。
It appears to be a sign of weakness.
其实保罗每当他用惧怕和战惊的意思的时候，
But really when Paul uses the words respect and fear,
他不是这个意思。
He did not mean that.
所以我们来看保罗在其他的地方他怎么用这句话。
Let's see how he uses these words in other places.
所以在第就是 with respect and fear, 在其他的翻译本有些翻译成 fear and trembling. So 在其他的地方，比如说在哥林多前书7章15节。
For instance, in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 15.
并且提多想起你们众人的顺服是怎样恐惧战惊的接待他，他爱你们的心肠就越发热心了。And
his affection for you is all the greater when he remembers that you were all obedient, receiving him with fear and trembling.
然后在腓立比书2章12节也有说到，这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的。
Likewise, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 12, it says, "Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling."
保罗在哥林多前书2章1到5节也有用类似的话。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, Paul uses similar words.
所以每当保罗提到惧怕和战惊时，
And as whenever Paul talks about fear and trembling, or here respect and fear,
他都是谈着一种谦卑顺服神旨意。
He's referring to a humility of heart, a submissive heart,
依靠神的心智。
A heart that depends on the Lord.
是的，仆人应当顺服主人。
It is true, slaves must submit to their masters.
但是这种顺服首先应该出于谦卑自己， 还有对神的顺服。
But first, such a submission must stem from humility and submission.
所以，不管主人是怎样的主人，
regardless of how the master is,
我们都听他们的话，
we obey them,
因为这是神的旨意。
Because this is God's will.
我们听从老板是因为我们顺服神的旨意。
We obey the master because we submit to God's will.
我们不单是从表面听。
We do not simply obey at the surface.
我们更是要从一颗诚实的心来听。
But we obey them from the heart.
所以这诚实的心使到我们的侍奉不只是在人的眼前。
And hence, the service we provide is not only done in front of that person.
让我们不只是为自己的好处才听主人的话，而是真心服务他。
Let us not simply obey because we want to, because out of our concern for our own benefits, but we obey them sincerely.
为主人去设想，很乐意的，把主人所吩咐的做得尽善尽美。
We think of the interest, of the master, and we are concerned about their interests.
我们应该问问自己，我们是怎样的员工？
We must ask ourselves. What kind of subordinates are we?
老板不在的时候，你怎么做工的呢？
When our boss is not around, how do we work?
偷懒。
Do we are we lazy?
还是偷老板的东西？
Or do we steal the things of our boss?
老板面前客客气气，老板一转身就怨声四起。
When in front of the boss, we are very courteous, but once he has turned his back on us, we are full of complaints.
还是我们可以不管老板在不在场都认真的做工。
Or are we able to, whether the boss is around or not, we will continue to do our work properly.
而且还会举一反三，老板为老板设想，老板没有点的事情，但是为了老板的好处，也会为他做。
In fact, or will we also value add? We will do not only what the boss tells us, but also do what the boss really needs.
在美国就有一个基督徒，他是在建筑工地工作的。In
America, there was a construction worker.
他领的是日薪。He
is a daily paid. He's paid daily.
所以有做工，这一天有做工就有钱，没有做工就没钱。And
hence, if he works for the day, he'll be paid. If does not work for the day, he'll not be paid.
有一天天气很不好，所以大部分的人都没来上班。One
day, due to bad weather, many did not come for work.
但是为了养家。 这个基督徒照常报道。
By the order to feed his family, this Christian goes to work as usual.
所以这天工地里没有别人了。
In the construction site, there was no other people.
但是他还是一整天把他工作做好。
But throughout the day, he continued to do his work well.
他的工作就是把建筑材料从底楼搬到顶楼。
And his job was to carry construction materials from the first level to the top level.
虽然周围没有人看，他以为没有人看。
Although no one was observing him, he thought that no one was observing him.
他还是很诚实，很开心的去把工作做好。
But yet he continued to do his work honestly.
因为他知道他的工作也要向神交代。
Because he knows that the work that he does, he's accountable to God.
所以其实这一天呢，也有另外一个承包商在场。
In actual fact, there was another person who was at the construction site. The subcontractor.
这个承包商就留意了这个基督徒一整天的工作。And
this subcontractor observed the conduct of this construction worker for the whole day.
下班的时候他就忍不住了。And
at the end of the day, he could not control himself.
他就找这位基督徒说。And
so he spoke with this Christian construction worker.
他从来没有碰到一个人。He
has never met another person.
在没有人看见的时候，还这么努力工作。
When people are not around, he continues to do his work industriously.
所以基督徒很喜乐地跟承包商分享了他的原因。
And the Christian joyfully shared with the subcontractor his reasons.
从而也分享了他信仰的见证。
And in the process of so doing, he also shared with him his Christian faith.
我们常常会问，我在工作的时候，我们常常会问我做这个有什么好处
？At work, we often ask ourselves, if I do this, what benefits do I receive?
可以给我加分吗
can it boost up how I fare in my boss's eyes?
可以让老板多留意到我吗
Will the boss, as a result, notice me more?
但是今天的经文提醒我们。
But today's scripture reminds us,
我们侍奉我们的老板，不只是在眼前侍奉。
When we serve our master, we do not only serve him when his their eyes are on us.
像是讨人喜欢的。
As if it is to win the favor of human beings,
要像基督的仆人,
but rather we work as slaves of Christ.
从心里遵行神的旨意,
we do the will of God from our hearts.
所以这边保罗要求仆人要用惧怕战惊和诚实的心来听主人。
And so Paul requires that the slaves obey the master with respect and fear.
不只是眼前侍奉, 而是甘心的侍奉。
Not doing their work only when the master's eyes are on them, but also, yes.
当然不是每次老板叫你做的东西, 你都要听到完。
But of course, you do not simply do everything that the master tells you to do.
有什么东西你不应该听的呢?
When are the times that you do not obey?
就是得罪神的事。
When these things require, cause you to sin against God.
比如老板叫你陷害另外一个部门的同事。
For example, if your boss wants you to set a trap to hurt another person from another department,
或者要你做假账或滥用公款,
or to falsify accounts or to misappropriate funds.
每当老板提出这种要求的时候,
whenever the boss raises such requests,
我们有理由拒绝他。
We have reasons to reject them.
但是如果可以的话, 我们也应该想想别的方法。
But if possible, we should also think of other means, other ways.
了解到背后老板背后的意的用意, 然后用一个用 不犯罪的方法来帮助他。
And to understand why the boss wants to do the reason for why the boss wants to do this, and then attempt to use another means of satisfying the boss's request.
这样子的沟通让老板看到你了解他的用意。
And such a understanding will help your boss understand your motive behind your actions.
也让你借此呢，也让他看到你的信仰立场。
And he can also understand the stand of your faith.
所以以弗所书的这些仆人，他们是不是只是逆来受顺？ 老板叫什么就做什么，完全是带着被欺负的心态呢？
But these slaves, do these slaves conduct themselves this way, that when adverse circumstances come, they give in?
其实不用，也不是这样子的。
That's not the case.
因为 保罗说，
Because Paul says,
在哥林多前书7章21节，你们做奴隶蒙召的吗？ 不要因此忧虑，若能以自由，就求自由更好。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 31, Paul says, "Were you a slave when you were called? Don't let it trouble you, although if you can gain your freedom, do so."
当时候信主的奴隶，他们保罗就劝他们说，你们不要因着你们奴隶的地位而忧虑，但是如果有机会给你们自由，你们应该求自由。
Paul encourages them that do not be grieved because of the status of your slave, but rather, if you can gain your freedom, do so.
所以作为下属的，我们无法改变所有的东西。
As subordinates, we are unable to change our work circumstances.
但是如果可以的话，我们可以还是可以做出一些行动来解决。
But where possible, we can also do some things to change the situation.
这包括说，如果老板真的是很不好，换一个公司。
For example, if the boss is not good, we can work for another company.
但是这不表示说你要对抗你现在的老板。
But that does not mean that therefore you have to oppose your present boss.
你还是要听他的话。
You still have to obey him.
所以我们要里外一致的顺服我们的主人。
And hence we must consistently obey our masters from the heart and in our actions.
那仆人要听从主人的一个另外一个原因，是因为基督才是真正的主人。
Another reason for why slaves must obey their masters is because Christ is the real, is the ultimate master.
不管你的老板是总裁，是大股东，
whether your boss is the CEO or a main shareholder,
还是部门的主任，
or a department head,
他们都是小老板。
They are your little small bosses.
因为我们只有一位大老板。
Because we have only one big boss.
他就是我们的救主耶稣。
And he is our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他吩咐我们要顺服肉身的主人。
He demands that we submit to the master in the flesh.
我们就当然要听。
Then of course we have to listen.
怎么看出基督是我们的大老板呢？
How do we, from where can we see that Christ is our big boss?
从五节到第七节，保罗都在说。
In verses 5-7, Paul repeats,
好像听从基督。
Just as you would obey Christ,
像基督的仆人。
As slaves of Christ,
好像服侍主。
Serving the Lord.
所以我们选择不顺服肉身的老板。
And hence we choose not to obey our master in the flesh.
其实就是在不听我们的大老板耶稣基督的吩咐了。
And in actual fact, we're actually not obeying our big boss, the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以如果你可能觉得主耶稣的吩咐没有太大的，没有什么道理。
Perhaps you think that the demands of Christ is unreasonable.
特别当你碰到很坏的老板。
And this is especially so when you meet a bad boss.
但是记得我们的大老板耶稣基督是体恤我们的。
But you must remember that our big boss, the Lord Jesus Christ, he is sensitive to our needs.
他不是没有看到你的难处。
It's not a case where he does not understand your difficulties.
也许他是要试炼你。
Perhaps he wants to test you.
也许他要你学习一些功课。
Or he wants you to learn some lessons.
或许他要用你来改变那个环境。
Or he wants to use you to change the present situation.
有时候我们确实不知道主的心意。
Indeed, sometimes we do not understand what are the purposes of our Lord.
直到事后回想起来，才看到主美好的计划。
It is only later when we look back that we understood the plans of our Lord.
就有一位姐妹，她毕业刚刚毕业就进入职场。
And there was a sister who, after graduation, she went into the workforce.
部门的同事都会欺负他。
The colleagues in the department would bully her.
包括他的指导。
And that includes her superior.
指导往往都把难做的工作推给他。
The superior will often give her the jobs that are difficult to do.
又在别人后面投诉他的技术不好。
And also at her back with other people, she will relate.Her bad points.
然后还说她肯定过不了试用期。
And also remarked that she will never pass her probation period.
所以这位姐妹其实很难过。
The city sister was sad.
也常常流泪。
And she often shed tears.
但是为了基督徒的见证，她坚持听话。
But for the sake of Christian's testimony, she continued to obey.
指导吩咐，她做些什么，她就做什么。
When the superior gives her orders, she will.Do what the superior wants.
他也没有去投诉指导。
Neither did she complain against the boss.
结果出乎意料，他过了试用期。
And out of expectations, she passed her probation.
反而另外一个同时期进来的新同事。
On the other hand, another new colleague.
同一个时期进来。
Who came at the same time as her, as she.
比较会奉承新老，比较会奉承老板。
She often carried the favor of the superior.
确实没有通过这个试用期。
But she did not pass the probation.
这个经历让我们看到说神知道发生什么事情。
This experience tells us that God knows what is happening in our life.
并且会帮助顺服他的人。
And he will help those who submit to him.
事过多年，有一天这位姐妹碰到曾经欺负她的同事。
And after some years, one day she met this colleague who bullied her.
这位前同事走过来抱着她说她信主了。
This ex-colleague walked over, hugged this sister and told her I am now a Christian.
这位姐妹不知所措。
And this sister didn't quite know what to do.
因为她从来也没有说跟这位前同事分享过福音。
Because this sister had never shared the gospel with this ex-colleague.
为什么这位前同事欺负过她的前同事主动过来跟她讲她信主了呢？
Then why did this ex-colleague came over to her, hugged her, and told her, I'm now a Christian.
我想姐妹以前的工作见证。
I believe that this sister's Christian testimony
也播下了福音的种子。
Have sowed seeds of the gospel.
所以另外，当主叫我们去顺服主人的时候，听主人的话的时候
，When the Lord tells us to obey our masters,
其实也是在让我们学习操练自己舍己。
It is to train us in self-denial.
我们天生就很自我。
We are born self-centered.
信主前，我们觉得这是很理所当然的。
Before we came to know Christ, we think that this is reasonable.
人不为己，天诛地灭。
If we do not take care of our own interests, then may heaven and earth be destroyed.
所以我们这种自我在信主后是需要对付的。
After we come to know Christ, this kind of self-centeredness must be dealt with.
所以工作的环境也在这方面磨练我们。
And so the environment at work trains us.
保罗就说信徒必须被圣灵充满。
Paul often says that after we come to know Jesus, we must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
而圣灵充满的表现就是21节。
And the demonstration of being filled with the Spirit is spelled out in chapter 5, verse 21.
存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
That is, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
所以我们体贴主的心意。
So if we are sensitive to our Lord's wants,
我们靠神的能力去顺服。
Then we depend on God to submit to the Lord.
顺服老板,
we submit to our boss.
这不是懦弱,
it's not a show of weaknesses, but rather it is training our spirituality.
最后,
finally, why must slaves obey their masters?
因为晓得个人所行的善事, 第七节,第八节, 因为晓得个人所行的善事, 不论是为奴的,是自主的, 都必按所行的,
and the reason is because you know that the Lord will reward each one for whatever good they do, whether they are slave or free.
肉身的主人可能没有看见你的付出。
Your superior, your master in the slave, or your in the flesh, perhaps did not see the hard work that you've done.
但天上的主看见你的心，还有你做的一切。
But the master in heaven, has seen what you've done.
不管你地上的主人能够给你什么待遇,
regardless of what kind of treatment your boss on earth gives you,
天上的主,
the master in heaven,
总会按着你的顺服赐下最好的赏赐。
He will, according to your submissiveness, he will give you the needed reward.
所以我们必须凭信心来相信。
And as we must believe by faith,
凭信心相信这个应许。
We must believe this promise by faith.
并且也靠着圣灵来去顺服我们的上司。
And we need to depend on the Holy Spirit to submit to our boss.
借此呢, 能够荣耀神。
And hence, in the process, we can glorify God.
所以跟仆人讲了一番话之后, 保罗现在跟主人来讲他的吩咐。
And hence, after he has spoken to the slaves, he now speaks to the masters.
他说你们做主人的, 第九节, 待仆人也是一理, 不要威吓他们, 因为知道 他们和你们同有一位主在天上, 他并不偏待人。
Chapter 6, verse 9 reads, and masters treat your slaves in the same way. Do not threaten them, since you know that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and there is no favoritism with him.
如果你是主人, 你要怎么控制你的仆人?
If you are a master, how are you going to control your slave?
还不做工啊, 赶快做工。
Yes, you're not working? Better get to work.
扣你薪水。
If not, I'll deduct your pay.
我打你啊。
If not, I'll whack you.
我送你进监牢。
If not, I'll jail you.
这是那时候的主人, 管理仆人的方法。
This was how the masters in the ancient times, how they governed their slaves.
所以如果不要威吓仆人, 不是天下大乱吗?
If you do not threaten the slaves, then when the world will become topsy-turvy.
从保罗的吩咐我们知道不会的。
From Paul's commands, we know that this will not be the case.
所以当主人不威吓仆人,
in actual fact, when the master does not threaten the slave,
他是把自己的利益放下来。
Yes, indeed, he has set aside his own interests.
同时他也维护了仆人的利益。
But he has also secured the interests of the slave.
当仆人知道主人在维护自己的利益的时候,
when
仆人,
the slave knows that the master is taking care of his own needs,
他们其实就会很甘愿地来服侍他们的主人。
Sorry, when the slave knows that the master is taking care of the slave's needs, they will serve the master willingly.
所以不会天下大乱。
And hence, the world will not become a mess.
反而仆人会更愿意的来侍奉, 来服侍主人。
The opposite is true. The slave will serve the master more willingly.
如果主人还是一样不放下威吓的方式,
if the master does not set aside his threats,
天上的主耶稣基督不会放过这些主人。
The master in heaven, will not let the masters on earth go unpunished.
因为这边说了，他不会偏待人。
Because it says here that there is no favoritism with God.
他不会因为你是主人，你的地位高，所以你可以欺负下面的人。
God will not, because you are a master, you are in a superior position, therefore he will not punish you.
他都要求做主人的要善待仆人。
He demands that the master treats the slaves well.
世界呢，人际关系中有这个双重标准。
In the world, there are double standards.
在上面的人可以欺负下面的人。
Those who are in the superior position can bully those who are in can bully their subordinates.
所以很多做上司的觉得自己地位高，就会欺负下属。
And hence, because they know that they are in a higher authority, higher position, they can bully their subordinates.
所以用难听的话来侮辱下属。
They can use unpleasant words to insult the subordinates.
我曾经就有一位上司。
I once had such a superior.
其实每个人都很怕他。
Everybody was afraid of him.
在办公室呢，我们的办公室很光亮，然后有阳光、自然光照进来。
Our office is well lit and the sunshine can come into the office.
但是当他再进来的时候，整个办公室就黑暗了。
By the moment he steps in the office, the whole place will darken.
他不是一个大坏人，但是他脾气很坏。
He's not a very evil person, but he has a bad temper.
他说话很刻薄。
His words pierce the hearts.
每个人都被他修理过的。
Every one of us has been insulted by him.
所以有些同事也因为他天天上班的时候几乎要崩溃。
And some colleagues, because of him, every time when they go to work, they felt like collapsing.
有三年多的时间，只要这位老板在公司，大家的工作的时候就会很心惊胆跳。
And in these 3 years, whenever the boss, the superior is around, everybody are on their toes. They are very frightened.
他走路没有声音。
His footsteps are soundless.
所以他随时会走到你身边，然后看你在做什么，然后讲你一番。
And he can anytime he can come to you and look at what you are doing and scold you.
但有一天公司开除他。
But one day the company fired him.
我们都很震惊。
We are all very taken aback.
我们都是属于东方人，我们没有投诉，并没有投诉他。
We are all Asians. We do not bring our complaints to higher levels.
但是这让我们看到说神在看。
But this tells me that God is observing.
所以神不会让这个不公义的事情延续下去。
God will not allow this injustice to continue.
他会追讨老板所做错的事情。
He will call into account the wrongs that the superior has done.
而对我来说，这三年是一个很好操练的时间。
But for me, these 3 years have been a time of training.
怎样去顺服很难搞的上司。
I learned to submit to bosses who are very difficult to live with.
怎样在这样情况中继续把工作做好。
And yet in such circumstances to continue to do my work well.
所以工作中的关系，工作中上司和下属的关系如果没有搞好，我们生活会很痛苦的。
And as the relationship between the superior and the boss, if they are not properly managed, our life can become miserable.
而我们要怎么去把它搞好呢？
Then how can we manage them properly?
就是按照今天保罗给我们的原则。
We must follow the principles Paul enunciated for us.
作为基督徒，我们工作中无论是老板还是下属。
In work, whether we are subordinates or superiors,
我们都要清楚知道，我们都是在为主耶稣来工作。
We must be clear that we are actually serving our Lord Jesus Christ.
他是我们的大老板。
He is our big boss.
作为下属，我们如果是你，你是下属。
And as subordinates,
我们要敬畏基督，而因为敬畏基督而晓得要去顺服老板。
We submit the boss because we fear Christ.
而作为上司的，你要敬畏基督，然后懂得照顾下属的利益。
And for the boss, because we fear Christ, we submit to Christ, Therefore, we will take care of our subordinates.
做下属的仰望神奖赏，来顺服神。
And the subordinates, we look up to the rewards that God will give us.
作为老板，带着有一天要向主交账的心态来看顾你的下属。
And as boss, we must remember that one day we have to give an account of what we have done. And with such an attitude, we relate with our subordinates.
这就是又当存敬畏的心，又敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
And this is the meaning of chapter 5, verse 21, that says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
但愿我们如此做，能够使到职场流露出神的恩典。
May we, by so doing, we cause our place to exuberate Christ-likeness.
能够荣耀神。
And hence glorify God.
虽然今天的经文主要是针对主人和仆人的关系。
Although today's passage is directed at the relationship between the subordinate and the boss,
但是地位在下面的人顺服地位在上的道理，不管什么人际关系，都是基督徒要学的。
But in whatever categories, the one in who was of in the subordinate position must submit to the superiors.
罗马书十三章第一节就说，在上有权柄，这边是指政府。人人都当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命的。
In Romans chapter 13 verse 1 it says, Let everyone be subject to the government authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established.
所以神让我们上面有老板，有老师，有政府，有军官。
God has put teachers, governments, officers above us.
我们的责任是去听话。
Our responsibility is to obey.
听话是从心里来听。
And when we obey from our hearts.
也知道说，因为大老板是耶稣基督。
And at the same time, we obey because we know that the big boss is our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后他有一天会因着你的顺服，会奖赏你。
And one day, because of our submissiveness, he will reward us.
而作为老板的，我们也要了解到。
And as bosses, we must be aware that.
罗马书十三章四节说，因为他是神的用人，是以你有益的。
Romans chapter 13 verse 4 says, Well, the one in authority is God's servant for your good.
我们在上的人呢，他的职责，神给这些在上的人一个职责，就是要保护下面的人的利益。
Those who are above us in authority, their purpose is to guard our interests.
所以神要这些地位高的人上待下面的人。
And so those who are above must treat well those who are below.
不是滥用权力欺负下面的人。
And not to abuse their power to bully the subordinates.
而是要维护他们的利益。
But rather to guard their interests.
主耶稣会向这些人来问责。
And the Lord Jesus Christ will call these people to account.
所以让我们一起来做结束的祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝
Our Father,
感谢你让我们有工作来赚取。
Thank you for giving us jobs that we can earn a living.
在工作中，你也让我们有机会来为主做见证。
And at work, we can also be a testimony for you.
无论是做下属还是做上司
Whether we are subordinates or superiors,
帮助我们能够尽上我们的本分。
Help us to fulfill our responsibilities.
以敬畏基督的心
That out of fear of for Christ,
能够彼此顺服
We submit to one another.
叫在工作中
And so that at work,
我们能够为主你做美好见证
We can be a good testimony for you.
求主给我们力量
We ask that the Lord give us strength
来顺服你
To submit to you.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名求
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.